First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jane McCormick Crowley has something to say about words.
Do you ever wonder, like the writer of Ecclesiastes, that there is nothing new under the sun, that even those who succeed in shaking us up are just putting us in touch with what is simply dormant, and on hearing them we say yes or no? So, does conversation, writing novels, spouting poetry, the cinema, declaiming policy, etc., make a difference? We know that it does, although there are days when one's lack of originality is particularly humbling. Language helps us share at various levels our common experience of ecstasy and revulsion. We are a wordy lot, and words resonate with us human beings who speak and sign and set great store by symbols. And sometimes we also experience the value of silence, learning to listen, to think before speaking, to appreciate the grace of knowing just when to shut up. And there are those moments of resounding yes and no when we understand and feel understood, and even change our behavior, realizing it's important to confront that racist joke, that a telephone call or letter counts, that a small compliment is a big deal on a difficult day, that attentive listening and careful speaking helps us find common ground in all manner of disputes in families, with friends and neighbors, and even between nations.
Jane McCormick Crowley's wise words will be sorely missed by her Santa Cruz community. If you would like to hear other pieces by Jane, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.